Lake Mead is rising. For the first time in more than a decade, the water level in the country's largest reservoir is going up. Heavy winter snowfall in the mountains of Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado is melting and flowing into the Colorado River, which feeds Lake Mead. And as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, that's good news for a parched region.
The sound of moving water is usually soothing. When it's rising water lapping at the dock of the Las Vegas Boat Harbor, though, it's practically cause for celebration.
It's a wonderful thing.
Gail Klein manages the harbor, which is really a good 20 miles from Las Vegas. It's a floating marina with a restaurant, gas station, and slips filled with more than 1,000 boats. Everything has to move with the lake level, down and out when it falls, up and in towards the shore when it rises. For a long time, until just 2 months ago, it's only gone out.
It was the first time we've moved the marina in versus following lowering lake levels since 1997. Then we all got together and thought, hey, do we remember how to do this? So, yeah, it always comes back.
Although it's not cheap, Klein says it'll cost close to $1 million to move the whole thing a number of times before the lake stops rising. But she's not complaining. Who in the arid Southwest complains about more water? And her business is, staying afloat.
This is a powerboat, and those are speedboats.
Lake Mead is the country's fifth most visited national park. But recreation, boating, camping, fishing, is not even the main reason it was created when water began filling the canyons here in the 1930s.
Hoover Dam and its power plant work around the clock to serve water and power needs of the Pacific Southwest.
Who knows if the people who created that old government film realized that roughly 30 million people in California, Arizona, and Nevada would eventually depend on Colorado River water from Lake Mead. By last year, the level had dropped so low that cities in Arizona and Nevada faced not getting their allotments.
When we woke up on September 1st, 2010, a very short time ago, we were looking at the very real probability that we could have some shortages.
John Ensminger is Assistant General Manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. He says the current wet year means no shortages for now.
I guess we just don't want to be seen as a panacea. It's one good year in a period of 12 extremely bad years.
Lake Mead is expected to continue rising through the end of this year. Still, it won't come close to its highest water level, marked by a white ring of calcium carbonate deposited on the cliffs surrounding the lake in the 1980s.
I guess to put this entire thing in perspective, by the end of this calendar year, with the lake coming up as much as it will, Lake Mead will be at 56% of capacity.
Which is why water utilities all along the Colorado stress water conservation. But conservation is apparently not enough. The Pacific Institute, a water policy group, recently released a study showing cities using Colorado River water have reduced per capita consumption by an average of 1% each year between 1990 and 2008. That's huge. Southern California has especially reduced water use. Problem is, during the same period, population grew so much in places like Phoenix and Las Vegas, it negated the savings.
So as great as this year has been, the pragmatist on the water management side of the equation would say, we're now back to half full.
Still, better half full than facing a shortage, whether you're on a farm, in a city, or out on Lake Mead in a boat. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.